Now notice what happened. Chapter 16 now of Judges, verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza, and he saw there an harlot, and he went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it's day, we shall kill him. Other words, they locked up the city, and they said, we'll get him in the morning. Samson lay till midnight, rose at midnight, and when he came and found the gates of the city locked, what did he do? He took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of a hill that's before Hebron. He sounds like a college student, doesn't he? It sounds like a prank of a teenager that he's doing. My, this boy Samson never did grow up. And all the time he's called to deliver Israel with this mighty power, and he's just using it for his own personal use. Notice now what happens. Verse 4. Now we come to the story of Samson and Delilah. It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. That's the story of Samson. That, my friend, is the downfall of Samson. That's the big failure in his life. That's the weak point in his life. He loved a woman. No man falls suddenly into sin. He does it gradually. It was discovered in the little town I was pastor of in Texas that there was a president, I guess he was, of the bank. And it was a small bank. But, oh, he was outstanding. That man actually went with me to the jail to give out tracts and talk to the prisoners there. And one day, he disappeared. And I think he'd gone on vacation. All of a sudden, they began to miss money. It was gone. They couldn't believe that he did it. They tried to count for it every other way, but they couldn't. And finally, they decided he was the one, and they began to look for him because he didn't come back from vacation. That man finally committed suicide. And they found out it had been happening for years. No man falls all of a sudden in sin. And one of the greatest sins that destroys so many men today is he loved a woman. Is this matter of sex? It's one of the things that's killing off a great many. And that was Samson's sin. Was that a sex? He loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him. See where his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And you may be sure of one thing, she was more interested in the 1,100 pieces of silver than she was interested in Samson. And so she begins now. I take it that Delilah was a woman that he never even tempted to marry at all. He began to kid with her in this case. Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein my great strength lieth, wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that are never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. He kids her at first, you see, and he begins to give her answers, but they're wrong answers. And so when he went to sleep, why, she let them know, and they came up and bound him. And then she waked him up. She said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And boy, he broke that just as if it were thread, and his strength was not known.